Hey there, everyone. You're listening to Miscellaneous on Jive On Air Radio. This first song I'm going to bring you is Try Sleeping With a Broken Heart by Alicia Keys. This song was a single from her new album, Element of Freedom, that was released December 11, 2009. Alicia Keys said in an interview, "I just love that song. I'm excited about that song as I just love the way it's pushing things forward. It's a great representation of where I am now. I could play it with tons of music behind me, or I can play it with just the piano. Either way, it touches." So here it is, Try Sleeping With a Broken Heart by Alicia Keys. A great song, eh? Well, for all you social networking people out there, I have some facts about Twitter, MySpace, and Facebook. First is Twitter. Twitter is a microblogging social network service which allows users to share not so important things in their life by answering a simple question, what are you doing? Answers to this question are organized in short messages called tweets. Length is limited to 140 characters. The good thing about Twitter is there is no noise created by boring people since friendships are not mutual. You can follow interesting people while they don't have to follow you. In February 2009, Twitter had a monthly growth of users of over 1,300%, several times more than Facebook. Twitter made huge success from mobile device users. In 2009, there was 735,000 unique mobile visitors. Okay. On Facebook, Facebook was originally named The Facebook, and it was developed by a Harvard student, Mark Zuckerberg. The first use of the Facebook was on the Harvard campus, and it was limited only to Harvard students. Soon, the Facebook spread like wildfire around the major U.S. universities. Mark Zuckerberg dropped Harvard and pursued his Facebook dream to become one of the fourth most trafficked website in the world, with more than 90 million active users. The Facebook website was built on a PHP MySQL technology, and it was probably the most popular PHP website ever built. Interesting fact is that the Facebook.com domain was purchased for $200,000, and Facebook has more than 24 million photos uploaded daily. That's a lot of pictures. About MySpace. MySpace was founded by former Friendster members Chris DeWolf and Tom Anderson in 2003. They saw opportunity to beat Friendster with more options and less restrictions for social network users. MySpace was purchased in 2005 for $580 million by Rupert Murdoch, creator of a media empire that includes 20th Century Fox and the Fox television stations. MySpace has more than 40 billion page views a month. Google paid $900 million to be MySpace search provider. MySpace runs on Microsoft.NET framework, operating under Windows 2003 server, and applications written in C number for ASP.NET. So, they're pretty popular. I know I have a MySpace and a Facebook, but I don't have a Twitter. I don't know. That's kind of weird, but there's Facebook for you, or those social networks for you. Our next song is My Life Would Suck Without You by Kelly Clarkson. Check it out.
Yes, this means you're sorry. You're standing at my door. Guess this means you take back all you said before. Like how much you and all. I really shouldn't miss you, but I can't let you go.
Our next song is by a new artist in the U.S., Jay Sean. Jay Sean is a British singer, songwriter, rapper, beatboxer, and producer. He's very popular in the U.K. with 2 top 10 hits in 2004. After signing on and off with a few record labels, he signed on to Cash Money Records in the end of 2008. In 2009, his debut single, Down, topped the Billboard Top 100. It is the 7th best-selling song of 2009, selling more than 3 million digital copies in the U.S. This next song was also entered in Billboard's Top 100. Here it is, Do You Remember by Jay Sean.
I've been thinking about you and how we used to be then. Back when it didn't have to end, we can start again.
Thank you.
Do you feel like you're having a bad day sometimes? Me too. But maybe after you hear some of these people's stories, you won't feel so bad. One person said, "Today my mom asked me to clean beneath my brother's bed for money. I found a rotten apple, a picture of my best friend, and a dead bird. But I got $10. Another one said, "Today my 4-year-old daughter thought it would be funny to cut my hair while I was sleeping. Oh my goodness, I would be so angry." Someone else said, "Today I had to pull cheese out of my PS3 disc tray because my younger brother assumed all PS3s could grill stuff because YouTube told him. Oh man, that totally ruined everything. I'd be so mad if someone messed up my PS3. Well, if you're still feeling like you're having a bad day, just listen to this next song, One Time by Justin Bieber. It always cheers me up.
Tell her one time, give you everything you need, down to my last dime. She makes me happy. I know where I'll be, right by your side, 'cause she is the one. And girl, you're my one love, my one heart, my one life for sure.
Good song. It's pretty great, huh? Well, has anybody heard of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? It's a new movie that's directed by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, and it was released September 18, 2009. It's a movie about a scientist that lives in Swallow Falls, and he has a few difficulties being successful. He really wants to be a good scientist, but none of his inventions have been working right, like his rat birds, or his monkey thought translator, or his walking TV. But one day, he decided to make an invention that turns water into food. And at first it doesn't work because he doesn't have enough electricity. And once he gets the chance, he accidentally shoots it into the sky and loses it. Then all of a sudden, cheeseburgers start falling from the sky. And he's amazed. And he finds a way to control what falls from the sky. And people in his town are ordering food left and right. And then the machine gets way overwhelmed and hits a danger zone where food uncontrollably falls from the sky, and it's over-mutating, so the food is huge. So it's his job to go up into the sky, get into his machine, and turn it off. And it's a pretty good movie. It's cute. It's pretty funny. It's good. I liked it. It was good animation, and it makes me super hungry. So you should probably check that out. But our next song is Notion by Kings of Leon. By Kings of Leon. This week's celebrity spotlight is Rachel McAdams. You might know her from The Notebook, Wedding Crashers, or Mean Girls. She was born November 17, 1987 in London, Ontario, Canada. She has one younger brother named Daniel and one younger sister, Kayleen. She started figure skating when she was 4 years old and started acting at age 12 in a summer theater camp called Original Kids. She played in The Hot Chick with Rob Schneider, and her career really shot off when she played Regina George in Mean Girls. After this film, she starred in Nicholas Sparks' The Notebook. Rachel's career slowed down in 2006, and she wanted to take a year off from acting to spend time with friends and family. So, that's our celebrity spotlight. Now, get ready to listen to Alive by Black Eyed Peas. So much love for you, darling.
True that I love you, and it's true you're the only one, and I do adore you. only one, supposed to be my number one. Now you're going, I feel so numb. Tell me, how did we go? First friends, then we became best friends. Used to be my girlfriend, now you're my worst friend. Yeah, I gotta do a little soul searching. Without you, I'm a whole different person. I don't even act like how I used to. I don't even feel love like I used to. I guess it's your love that I'm used to. Damn, I feel bad I had to lose you. I got so many things I wanna see. I guess this means that I'm missing you. Sorry for the things that I did to you. I'm so lost without you.
Good joke for you guys. Here goes. A colleague was planning a trip to my business office and asked if I could find him a hotel with exercise facilities. I called several hotels with no luck. Finally, I thought I had found one. I asked the receptionist if the hotel had a weight room. No, she replied, but we have a lobby and you can wait there. Aha! Good one. That was good. Oh my god. That was hilarious. Okay, check out this new song, Live Like We're Dying by Chris Allen.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you fall down, can't get back up. We're hiding behind skin that's too tough. How come we don't say I love you enough till it's too late? It's not too late. Our hearts are hungry for the food that won't come, and we could make a feast from these crumbs. And we're all staring down the barrel of a gun. So if your life flashed before you, what would you wish you would have done? Yeah, we gotta stop looking at the hands of the time we've been given. If this is all we got, then we gotta stop thinking. If every second counts on the clock that's ticking, gotta leave. Every second counts on the clock that's ticking.
seniors graduating this year, I have a poem for you. It's called If You Believe by Joanna Fuchs. Your diploma means a future without boundaries, a world that's full of energy and fun. So as you reach for all life has to offer, remember that you're second to no one. Pursue your goals, yet keep your loved ones close. As you utilize your talent and ambition, let your friends and family give you their support, and you'll master every challenging transition. And always, seniors, know you can achieve the things you really want if you believe. So there you go. I hope you guys have a good year and have fun on your graduation night. So here's our next song by Shakira, She Will. Tells the story of Stanley Yelnats, first name spells last name backwards, who is a quiet, lonely, hopelessly unlucky boy. His bad luck comes from a curse laid upon his no-good, pig-stealing great-grandfather. Just when Stanley feels like nothing could really get worse, he's in for a real treat. At a local homeless shelter, was auctioning off a pair of famous basketball player's shoes. When the shoes go missing, Stanley's bad luck lands the shoes right into his hands, literally. Stanley is then blamed for stealing them and is arrested. Stanley is then in court and given the choice between jail or Camp Green Lake. Of course, just like everyone else, he chose Camp Green Lake. How bad could it be? But Stanley finds out that things aren't always what they seem. Camp Green Lake is not like any other camp and doesn't even have a lake. The camp is a work camp run by a warden and her helpers, Mr. Sir and Mr. Podensky. What they make the boys put into this camp is dig 5x5 foot holes every day. The warden tells them it's to build character, but Stanley thinks otherwise. Farther into the book, Stanley finds little clues that ties everything together. He becomes closer with his bunkmates, particularly with a boy named Zero. As things get harsher in the camp and water is scarce, they plan to escape Camp Green Lake. Even though there's not another town for miles, Zero goes for this seemed to be impossible. When Stanley sets out to find him in the blistering desert, they turn to the closest escape from heat, God's Thumb. God's Thumb is a mountain that is said to have water and cool air. Though it's just a legend, it's all they have left for survival. As they dangerously make their way up the mountain, Stanley is carrying Zero up the mountain, and that's when his family past sets into the present. The book is written so everything ties together. You can't escape fate. Everyone has a purpose and a destiny. Sounds like a pretty good book. I think they made a movie about it, too. But anyways, here's our next song, I Can Transform by Chris Brown.
Go, hey, little mama, I could transform ya. No, I can't dance, but I could dance on ya. Swiss on the beat, Chris, move your feet. And baby, I could transform you, him to a me. I could change your life, make it so new. Make you never wanna go back to the old you. So rock and lime, give it a little time. And she gon' transform like Optimus Prime.
Need a ride, I can range you up. Money, I can change you up. You can have your own, no longer be the passenger. Swag glow, I build you up. Knees weak, I stand you up. Red lips, red dress, like I'm like a fire truck. What you need, you can have that. My black card, they don't decline that. See potential in you, let me mold that.
I can transform ya, I can bounce on ya. I can transform ya, girl, I can transform ya. Anything you want, I can get it for ya. Get my baby girl, so you know I did it for ya. I can trans, I can trans, I can transform ya. Shoes, you got it, bags, you got it, cars, you got it, money, you got it. I can transform ya, I can transform ya. Anything you want, I can get it for
love. See it in a video, you can have it really though. Iced out everything, frigid like an Eskimo. Wanna fly, we can go anywhere you wanna go. Hear me choosing Italy, Louis V in Tokyo. Something like Pinocchio, if you lie down, I'ma grow. Wanna see me do it big, I can show you how it goes. Take you from an amateur to being professional. I can have you swag surfing. What you need, you can have that. My black card, they don't decline.
Yeah, I can transform ya, yeah. I can transform ya, yeah. Anything you want, I can get it for ya, yeah. Get my baby girl, so you know I did it for ya, yeah. I can transform ya, yeah. Shoes, you got it, bags, you got it, cars, you got it, money, you got it. I can transform ya, yeah. Anything you want, I can get it for ya,
okay. I can transform ya, yeah, like a transformer. Turn you from a human to a card. I take you off a bench, turn you to a starter. Then I take you home and put you on a charger. Then my car transforms to a charter, and we can fly to wherever you ever thought of. I take you to where it's warmer. Then I gotta rip off your dress like a warm up. But I'm just getting warmed up. So tell your man he better get his Voltron up. I transform her to a Ducati. Then I transform me to a Bugatti. Cause her form puts me in a trance. I transform smaller and she puts me in her pants. Swiss, Swiss on the beat. Chris, move your feet. And we to transform a good girl to a freak.
I can transform ya, I can transform ya. Anything you want, I can get it for ya. Get my baby girl, so you know I did it for ya. I can transform ya. Shoes, you got it. Bags, you got it. Cars, you got it. Money, you got it. I can transform ya. Anything you want, I can get it for ya.
Did pretty well on that single, considering the facts of how he had a rough year last year. Well, our next song is by American recording artist Michael Jackson. It was written by Jackson and produced by Quincy Jones for the singer's sixth solo album Thriller in 1982. The song was based on the groupies he and his brothers encountered while part of the Jackson 5. They said, "There never really was a real Billie Jean. The girl in the song is just a composite of people my brothers have been plagued with over the years. I could never understand how these girls could say they were carrying someone else's child when it wasn't true." Billie Jean was derived from a real-life experience the singer faced in 1981. A young woman wrote a letter to Jackson informing the singer that he was the father of her twins. Jackson, who regularly received letters of this kind, had never met the woman in question and ignored it. The woman sent more letters to Jackson, claiming that she loved him and wanted to be with him. Well, most songs have a story to them, and that one's pretty crazy. So, here's Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie.
Well, we're almost at the end of our show, so I decided that I would tell you about the book that I'm currently reading. It's called Shanghai Girls by Lisa C. And so far I've only gotten into one chapter because it's a pretty long book, but so far it's about these two Japanese girls, and they live with their parents, and it's about mainly about one girl, and her father dislikes her because she has red cheeks, and in where they live in Shanghai, having red cheeks is like being a pheasant, like a bird. And it talks about how her father likes her younger sister better because she's skinny and she has nice skin, you know, and she's short, and she's tall, so her father doesn't like that either. And it talks about their life and how they're pretty much rich. They have servants around the house. They have decorations and things like that. And their mom doesn't do anything. She just kind of sits and gossips all the time. And it talks about how they're beauty girls or beautiful girls, which is where they model, and someone paints them, and they're pretty much advertising for any kind of product. And then it talks about how things are really different there in Shanghai. Like, on their way to one of their paintings, or one of their beautiful girl, photo shoots or whatever, they stepped over a dead baby in the road, and it just talks about how some things need to change. And yeah, and then it's at the very end of the chapter, it says that their father have arranged marriages for them, so because they still had that time. So I'm pretty excited for what happens, and I'll tell you guys what happens next. But here's our next two songs, and they're gonna be Bad Romance by Lady Gaga and Never Say Never by The Fray.
I want your leather studded Your hands. You can never say never.